Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the rift between Barbara Lum and Grandpappy Spears, caused by Lum shaving off the latter's beard, reached its climax yesterday in a bristling round of fisticuffs in which neither one of the aging warriors came off triumphant winner. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum over at his home talking with Abner on the telephone.
Hello, Abner. Do you know who this is? Oh, how'd you know it was me? Oh, that's right. You can't see me, can you? Oh, nothing except I got on a disguise, and I was just wondering how you knowed me. A disguise, so's a certain fella can't tell who I am. Why, what I called you up about, I can't come to work today. Well, the main reason is it's too dangerous. Yeah, I just heard that Grandpappy Spears is packing a gun for me. Oh, yes, he is, too. Yeah, I was on my way to work a while ago, and when I went by Mose Moose's barbershop, Frank Foster come out and told me I better head for home and stay low because Grandpappy Spears was gunning for me. Well, I ain't taking no chances till I find out for sure. Well, call Mousy Gray and get him to come over and help you. Yeah, he'd be glad to help you. And say, another thing, I was wondering if you'd advance me $15 for my next week's salary. I am, huh? When did I get overdrawed that much? Ah, yeah, forgot about that. Well, I'll pay it all back quick as I get my barber business wait a minute, there's somebody at the door. Who is it?
It's me, Shaggy.
Oh, just a minute, I'll unlock the door. Well, just let the $15 go, Abner. I think maybe I know a real friend of mine that'll let me have it. Yeah, I'll be back to work quick as that Grandpappy Spears cools off a little. All right, I will. Goodbye. Come in quick.
Howdy, Mr. Lum. Oh, I was expecting Mr. Lum.
Well, that's who I... Oh, Mr. Lum Edwards?
Yes, Ma.
Well, he ain't here right now. He went someplace. Might have gone clean to Africa, for all I know.
Well, that's funny. He called me up on the phone and wanted me to come right over here.
Grannies, don't you know who I am, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't believe I do. My name's Cedric Weehunt, but I don't believe I've met you.
Aye, Grannies, it's a success.
Mom.
I'm Lum. This is just a disguise I got on. This beard and all.
Well, is that you sure enough, Mr. Lum?
Why, sure it is.
Well, I never would have known you. Never would have known you.
Yeah.
You don't favor yourself, Mr. Lum, with all that junk on.
Well, I ain't supposed to, Cedric. That's why I'm wearing it.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do? Go to a party?
No. Grandpappy Spears is gunning for me, and I put this on so as maybe he wouldn't know me if he come over here.
Oh. Yes, Mom, that's what I heard.
Who told you, Cedric?
Well, you did over the phone a while ago.
And he appears to be all over town. Well, did you get the gun for me, Cedric?
No, Mom. I went over to see Vest, but he wouldn't let me have it till I paid him the $15.
Oh. Cedric, you ain't got $15 cash you'd want to loan out to a responsible party, have you?
No, Mom, I don't believe I have. The fact is, I ain't got $15. I ain't even got $20.
Granny, I got to get that gun some way. You don't think Vest would sell it on a credit, huh?
Well, you can go over and talk to him, but he told me he wanted the cash money before he turned the gun loose.
Did you tell him who it was for?
No, Mom, you told me not to.
Oh, that's right, I did. Well, more than likely wouldn't have made no difference no way. Since I've lost my interest in a store over there, nobody don't want to credit me no way.
No, Mom.
Granny, I got to get me a gun some way, though, Cedric. That's all there are to it.
Are you going to shoot Mr. Grandpappy Spears?
Well, no, to be honest, I don't want to, Cedric, but a fellow has to look after his own life.
If he's packing a gun for me, I ain't going to just stand there with my hands at my side and let him shoot me.
So, reckon what he wants to shoot you for?
Why, I reckon he's riled up over that fight we had yesterday. He's feared to face me bare-handed, so he took to his gun. Started packing firearms. Granny, Cedric, do you think if I went over out on the streets, anybody would know me with this get-up on?
No, Mom, I don't believe they would. I sure never knowed you.
All right, Granny, that settles it. Let's me and you walk over and see this. Maybe I can deal him out of that gun. I'd even swap in my barber chair for it.
Well, he might trade. I don't know. I got my doubts, so.
Well, all we can do is try. I can't stand sitting here no longer, unarmed this way. Take a look out the door there and see if there's anybody snooping around.
Yes, Mom.
You see anybody, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't believe I do.
Well, come on, let's get started over there. Get this over with.
Uh-oh. There's Miss Quincy over there hanging out some clothes.
Oh, well, that's all right. She ain't gunning for me. I don't reckon. It's got to where you can't tell nowadays who is going to shoot you. You walk a couple of steps ahead of me, Cedric, and keep your eyes peeled for Grandpappy Spears.
Yes, Mom.
And if you hear a gunshot, don't jump out of the way.
No, Mom, no. There's Squire Stimp out in his front yard there. Does he count?
No, Squire's all right, I think. Tell you what, Cedric, let's see if he knows where I can get a gun. You introduce me to him as Mr. Smith, though. I want to find out if he would know me with this get-up on.
Mr. Smith, huh?
Yeah, don't give it away now.
No, Mom, I won't. Well, morning, Mr. Squire.
Oh, hello, Cedric, my boy. How are you this fine morning?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. Oh, this here's Mr. Smith.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Smith? How do you do?
How do you do, sir? I'm a stranger here.
Well, why, Lum, you had me fooled there for a minute. What are you doing with that get-up on?
Ain't you heard?
Heard what, Lum?
Why, Grandpappy Spears is gunning for me.
What's that?
Swore to shoot me on sight.
You mean just over that little fight that you two had yesterday?
I reckon so.
Why, you didn't hurt him, Lum. You just grabbed him and held him, more or less.
Yeah, I wouldn't have did that if he hadn't hauled off and hit me in the eye.
Yes, I just noticing there he did give you a pretty good shiner.
Oh, is that how come that black eye? I thought that was part of your disguise.
Yeah, he give it to me, the little varmint. Squire, you ain't got $15 you'd let a man borrow, have you?
$15?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe I have, Lum. You know, income tax and investing war bonds, one thing or another, just about exhausted my supply of ready cash.
Yeah, it appeared to that.
I'm sorry, Lum. I'd give you the shirt off my back, you know that.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon I have no use for that. That is, less than it's bulletproof.
That's a good one. Lump, Lump, stand still. Don't move. There's Grandpappy Spears heading this way.
Oh, my goodness. Let me get back to the house.
Wait a minute. Now, Lump, I don't believe he'll know you at that get-up on. But if you start running, he'll know who it is just as sure as the world. He'll start shooting at you.
Yeah, but what if he does recognize me and I'll just be standing here? No way to protect myself. Look there, he's got a shotgun with him, and I ain't got nothing.
Well, I tell you now, me and Cedric will take care of him. You just stand here sort of back of me, Lum, till he gets up there to us. And now, if he starts to raise that gun, Cedric, you grab him.
Grab Mr. Lum, huh?
No, grab
Baptist Spears. Oh, my goodness.
Now, don't be nervous now, Lum. His eyesight is none too good anyway. You'll never recognize him. Mind out, now, just stand here like we're talking. Well, good morning, Grandpap.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good morning, Squire.
Hey, going hunting?
Yeah, I'm going hunting for a skunk by the name of Lum Eddard. On my way over to his place now.
Oh, he's not at home, Grandpap. I saw him heading towards town about an hour ago.
Yeah, I couldn't find him in there. Have you saw him, Cedric?
By the way, Grandpap, I want you to meet an old friend of mine, Mr. Smith, from Pocatello, Idaho.
Howdy, Mr. Pocatelli.
Mr. Smith is picking on locating here.
Yeah, it's a pretty good place to live after I get done shooting one varmint I know of.
Oh, tut-tut now, Grandpap. You better give up your shooting idea.
Yeah, that's again the law. Yeah, you can get sent to the electric chair for that.
I don't care if I do. It'll be worth it. Say, it looks like you've been having a little trouble yourself, that black eye you got there, mister.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, I had a little rucus.
Who was you fighting?
Oh, bunch of fellers. Logging crew jumped on me, and I had to whip them.
Whip them? You mean you whipped the whole crew?
Well, they weren't but 10 of them.
Mr. Smith here is a former world champion fighter, Grandpap. In fact, Killer Smith is what they called him.
Of course, I never knowed that.
Oh, yeah.
Say, you might be just the fella I'm looking for. Killer, how about getting you to whip a certain varmint in this town for me?
Well, I don't hardly know. I hate to jump on somebody I ain't got nothing again.
I'll pay you for it.
Grandpap, if the killer here would go over and beat up this certain party, would you forget this shooting idea?
No, but I'd be willing to pay money to see him beat up before I shoot him. He ain't hard to whip. I blacked one eye for him myself yesterday. If you go over and black the other, I'll pay you for it.
Black his other eye, huh?
Yes, sir.
Would you care to go as high as $15 for such a job as that?
Yes, sir, that's a deal. I'll give Squire here the money, and Cedric, you can go with the killer here and point Glum Edwards out to him, and when you black his other eye, Cedric can come up here to where Squire is and get you the money.
That's a deal. Come on, Cedric. I'll see you later, Squire.
Yes, all right, our killer. Come on, Grandpap. You can come in the house here and visit with me till the killer finds him.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Squire. Well, good luck, killer.
I won't need it. Come on, Cedric.
Of course, I never knowed you was a killer.
Listen, Cedric, I want you to do me a favor.
Yes, Bob?
When we get around the corner here, I want you to haul off and hit me in my good eye as hard as you can. And then collect that $15 from Squire and go over and get that gun from Bess. Grannies, I'll show that for you.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.